The suit follows a notice of violation sent by the environmental groups to the railway in April. They've documented chunks of coal landing in waterways all the way from the Columbia River Gorge to Seattle's Lake Washington Ship Canal to up near Bellingham. And they're worried as much as 5 times more coal will spill if proposals for 3 export terminals in Washington and Oregon get approval. Charlie Tebbett is their attorney.
With trains losing anywhere from 60,000 to 400,000 pounds or more of coal per train, a significant portion of that coal goes directly into our treasured rivers, streams, and oceans.
He says the Clean Water Act prohibits all discharges of pollutants unless allowed by a permit, which BNSF doesn't have.
It's time for these companies to comply with the Clean Water Act and stop these illegal discharges.
BNSF says the suit has no merit and amounts to a publicity stunt meant to stop the proposed terminals.
We believe the Sierra Club adamantly opposes coal and will go to any lengths to eliminate it, even at the expense of other Washington exports.
Spokeswoman Sue Ann Lundsberg says BNSF has been hauling coal safely in Washington for decades, and they've been proactive about keeping it that way.
So in compliance with BNSF rules, exporters have committed to treat all coal shipments with methods that are proven to be effective at preventing coal dust from escaping during transit.
She says the companies have to shape the coal during loading to make it more stable and then spray it with a surfactant that's sort of like hairspray. The railway instituted these requirements after identifying coal dust as a safety issue where it's loaded at the Powder River Basin in Montana and Wyoming. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.